Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyo. In today's shir, we're studying Perek Nun, chapter 50. In chapter 50, we're going to find the beginning of two chapters about the fall of Bavel. Recall also that Yirmiyo already foresaw this back in Perek Chafei, in Psukim Yud Bet, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, after he mentioned that starting in the fourth year of Yehoiakim, the Babylonians will be sovereign for the next 70 years, and God is going to use them as his whip to punish all the nations who have sinned. He also notes that after those 70 years of Babylonian sovereignty are over, God's going to come back and punish the Babylonians for all the evil that they had done. And the full description of what's going to happen to Bavel is going to be in Parakim Nun and Nun Aleph. So let's begin now with Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher diber Adonai a Bavel. This is the word of God concerning Bavel. El Eretz Kasdim, the land of the Kasdim, biyad Yirmiyahu Navi, delivered by his prophet Yirmiyahu. Hagidu v'goyim, let it be known in the nations. Vashmiu usunes, let it be heard. Wave up a banner. Basically, let the news out. Hashmiu al techachedu, let it be known and don't hide the news. Imru, go and say, Nilkada Bavel. Bavel, the great city of Bavel, it's been captured. Hovish bel chat merodach. Bel is the name of the Babylonian god. His other name is Merodach or Marduk. In fact, his full name is Bel Merodach. Bel means Lord. Merodach is his proper name. Hovish means ashamed. Therefore, Bel, the god of the Babylonians, is now ashamed because his city has fallen and his people have been defeated. Chat Merodach. Merodach has been cut down. And in a parallel manner, Hovishu Atzabeha, all of its images, its idols, are now ashamed because they did not protect their city. Chatu Giluleha, its images have also been cut down. Now the words that the Nevi uses here is Atzabeha and Giluleha. Etzev in Hebrew means disappointment. And the way most commentators explain here, because these gods disappoint their worshippers, they don't deliver when they're prayed to, therefore they're called Atzabeha, because they bring disappointment. Giluleha in Hebrew actually means excrement. The excrement of either people or animals is called Glalim, and therefore calling these images Giluleha and Atzabeha is a way of making fun of this idol worship. Listen to the poetic manner that he describes this destruction. Hovish bel chat merodach, Hovishu atzabeha chatu giluleha. Now the Navi is going to explain what will bring upon this destruction on Bavel. Pasuk Gimel. Ki ala aleha goy mitzafon. A nation from the north is going to come upon it, referring to Paras and Madai are going to come from the north and attack Bavel. Hu yashit et arza l'shama. He's going to put that land to desolation. V'lo ye yoshev ba. No one will live there again. Mi'adam vad behima nodu halachu. From man to animal, they're all going to wander away and leave because of this destruction by this nation from the north. Pasuk Dalet. B'yamim ahema. At that time, when this destruction comes, uve'et ahinu madunai, at that time God says, Yavo b'nei Yisrael, hema uv'nei Yehuda yachtav. When Bavel falls, and now the Jews will be able to leave, then b'nei Yisrael, from the 10 tribes, and Yehuda, are going to come together, holoch uvecho yelechu. They're going to go together in crying, El Adonai Elohim Ivakeshu, and they're going to search now and look for their God. That phrase, Haloch Uvacho Yelechu, most likely is coming from the Shir HaMalot in Tehillim that we say before benching. Haloch Yelechu Vacho, and the title of that Shir HaMalot is Beshuv Hashem Et Shivat Zion Hayinu Kechomim. That's a mizmor about the return of the exiles. When Yirmiyahu uses this phrase here, Haloch Uvacho Yelechu, most likely is referring to that perek in Tehillim, which is very fitting to its header. The Navi continues now in Pasuk Hei. Tzion Yishalu, those exiles returning now to the land of Israel, they're going to look, where's Tzion? Where's Yerushalayim? They're leaving Bavel and they're looking for directions. How do I get back to my homeland? Derechena Pnehem. Yirmiyahu standing in Israel saying, this is the way to come. Turn your faces towards here, towards the land of Israel. Bo, come. V'nevu el Adonai, come and join God. Brit Olam lo tishachach. This everlasting covenant between God and his people, God will never forget, put you in Bavel for rehabilitation for 70 years. Now it's time to come back. If we recall the last 20-some chapters of Yeshayahu, we have very similar imagery about Am Yisrael leaving Bavel and returning to its land. And most likely, these Parkim and Yirmiyahu definitely reflect those Nevuot of Yeshayahu. Pasuk Vav, Tzon Ovdot Hayu Ami. My nation was like lost sheep. Ro'ehem Hitum, the shepherds, the leaders at the end of the first temple period, who Yirmiyahu has been complaining about the whole time, they misled them. Shepherds took out the sheep, led them to pasture in the wrong direction, and they caused them to become lost. Harim shovavum, they brought them into the mountains. When it's lost in the mountains, it doesn't know where to go. Mehar el givah halachu, Quickly they went from one hill to another hill, looking for somewhere. Shachachu Rivtzam, they forgot where their pastures are. Rivtzam is a place where the sheep pasture on a regular day-to-day basis. That's going to be the land of Israel. These shepherds, because they misled them, these leaders, their kings, their ministers, their false prophets, that Yirmiyahu was complaining about all the time, they caused these sheep to be lost in the hills of Bavel. They've been lost for 70 years, and now they're returning. Komotzeihem achalum. Everywhere they went, anyone who found them, they ate them up. These lost sheep were left to the mercy of anyone who found them. Vitzareihem amru lo nesham. Their enemies who came and took them said, it's not our fault. It's not our fault we're taking advantage of these people. Tachat esher chatu la'adonai nevei tzedek. This nation is being punished because they sinned to their God. Their God, Nevei Tzedek, is a beautiful name here for God. Nevei, again, is a pasture. When God was watching them in the land of Israel, he calls the land of Israel a pasture of righteousness. God, being the shepherd, is referred to here as Nevei Tzedek. Umikveh avoteihem Adonai, the hope of their forefathers, is God. In other words, the Jewish people, their forefathers, put all their hope and trust in God. Also, mikveh, from the Lashon of mikveh mayim, a source of water that the sheep need to drink water as well. They were in the land of Israel, in the Nevei Tzedek, mikveh avoteihem. That's where God took care of them, but their leaders, their false prophets, led them astray, and now God's going to bring them back after Bavel falls. Therefore, in Pasachet, God is going to call upon Am Yisrael to return to its land. Nudu mitoch Bavel, umi'eretz kazdim tzeu. Wander out from the land of Bavel, and leave the land of Kazdim. V'yu katudim lifnei atzon. You should be like the he-goats leading the flock. When the different kinds of sheep are walking from place to place, usually the he-goats lead the way. Those are the atudim. In a similar way, the Jews should be the first group leading all the exiles from Bavel back to their homelands. Ki hinei onochi me'ir umale al Bavel kal goyim dolim me'eretz tzafon. The Navi says, ki hinei onochi me'ir umale al Bavel kal goyim. The word me'ir is like in the Chododi Hitorri, to awaken and arouse up. If you remember the first pasuk of the book of Ezra, which talks about when Koresh takes over Bavel and allows the Jews to leave, it says, "Ubishnat echad b'Koresh melech paras l'klot dvar Hashem mipi Yirmiyahu he'ir Hashem et ruach Koresh melech paras." We say there that God inspired, aroused the spirit of Koresh, the king of Paras, and issued his famous edict allowing the Jews to return. So here the word he'ir, referring to when Yirmiyahu's 7 years are over, in the book of Ezra, is very fitting to the pasuk here in Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Nun. God's saying, I'm going to bring upon Bavel a great amount of nations who are going to come and attack them from the land of the north, referring to Paras and Madai. Barchula, they're going to prepare themselves for war against Bavel. Umishamti lached, and there Bavel will be captured. Chitzav ki gibor mashkil. The arrows of this enemy will be like the arrows of a mighty warrior who has lost a friend. And when a mighty warrior loses a friend or a comrade, he's so angry he just wants to get nekama, he wants to get vengeance. He won't come back from battle until he kills one of the enemy. Lo yeshuv rekam, he won't come back empty-handed. So too the nations who God's going to bring against Bavel are going to make sure to punish and kill their enemy. Let's continue now with Pasuk Yod. Vaita chazdim l'shalau, kosh l'leha yizbau numadonai. The chazdim will be taken for spoil, meaning when the enemy comes and takes over, all the warriors will take the spoil, and all those who take the spoil, kosh l'leha yizbau, they'll be satiated. Like Vechata Vesavata, they'll have as much as they want from all the spoils of Bavel. And again, God is describing the total destruction of Bavel in the hands of the enemies from the north. In Pasuk Yod Aleph, the Navi continues his description of Bavel and talks about its haughtiness before it was destroyed. The Navi is going to refer to Bavel as Shostei Nachlati, the one who plundered my inheritance, referring to the land of Israel, and saying when they used to be happy and proud of themselves, one of the animals he's going to compare them to, an Eglad Dasha, as a baby cow that they used to walk upon the wheat after it's cut off from its stalks, and you walk upon it to separate between the straw and the grain. Now, those animals, as they walk back and forth on the wheat, they eat a lot, and they get really fat and satiated. So that's one example of what Bavel will be compared to before they were destroyed. Also, abirim, or mighty horses, or stallions, that fight in war. And therefore, we'll read now Pasuk Yod Aleph, Ki tismchu ki talozu, when you become happy and exalted, Shosei Nachlati, you who destroyed my inheritance, the land of Israel, Ki tafushu keglad dasha, v'titzalu kabirim. When you stomp around like this cow walking upon the wheat, and you raise your high voices like a charging stallion, that's what you used to be like. Now you're going to be ashamed because you're going to be defeated. After the Navi expressed his anger with the haughtiness of Bavel when they were in power, now he's going to describe how shameful it will be to them after they'll be destroyed by these enemies from the north. Pasuk Yud Bet. Boshem Chem Me'od. Your mother is going to be very ashamed because of your defeat. Chafra Yolat Etchem. The mother who gave birth to you will bear this disgrace. Behold, you will be like the end of nations. Midbar Tzia V'Arava. You'll be like a desert or wilderness, and the Arava, also an area like in Israel, between the Dead Sea and the Red Sea, an area which nothing can live in because it's dry and desolate. Bikatzef Adonai lo teshev. Because of the anger of God, no one will be able to live in that land. Vaitash mama kula, your entire land of Bavel will become desolate. Ko over a Bavel, anyone passing by Bavel, yishom v'yishrok al kol makoteha, a phrase that Yirmiyahu has used many times before in his description of the destruction of Yerushalayim and the other nations, anyone passing by will be aghast and will whistle and hiss because of all of its wounds. Irchu abavel saviv kodorche keshet. Now God's going to describe how he's giving orders to the army surrounding Bavel to prepare for war. La'aruch mechama is to prepare in battle. Therefore, irchu abavel saviv kodorche keshet. Everyone, get ready for war and draw your arrows. Yudu aleha al tachmelu elchetz. Attack it and don't have mercy on your arrows, meaning don't think twice before shooting an arrow. Shoot every one of them. Ki l'Adonai chata'a, because this nation has sinned to God. Hario aleha saviv, blow your horns and trumpets in preparation for war all around it. Na yada, the nation that was so weak, it's putting out its hand for help. Naflu eshioteha, its mighty towers are now falling. Some commentators explained that eshiot are the foundations of the wall. Others claim, based on its Akkadian root, that it's talking about the mighty towers of the city of Bavel. Nersu chomoteha, its mighty walls are going to be destroyed. Bavel was known for its mighty walls and towers that surrounded the city. Ki nikmat Adonaihi, hinakmuva. This is the vengeance of God, so take out your vengeance against that city. Kasher asta asula. The same thing that they did to others, now you do to them. Kirtu zorembi Bavel. Cut down anyone sowing the fields of Bavel. V'tofes magal beit katzir. And also stop anyone holding the sickle from harvesting the wheat. Why will this stop? Mipnei cherev hayona, because of this oppressive sword of the enemy. Ish elamo yifnu, everyone will turn to the original nation. V'ish l'artzo yanusu, all the exiles who have been brought to Bavel are now going to run away when the enemy comes and destroys their masters. Now we're going to switch back and talk about the people of Israel again. And notice throughout the parak, we're going to be alternating between the destruction of Bavel and how God is going to bring his people back from Bavel to the land of Israel. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Seb Zura Yisrael Arayot Tidichu. Am Yisrael is like a lost sheep that lions had chased away. Harishon Ochlo Melech Ashur. The first lion to eat them up was the king of Ashur, who exiled the 10 tribes. Vezeh Acharon Itzmo. And this second lion, the next one, referring to Bavel, was even stronger. Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bavel is the one who exiled Yehuda and destroyed Yerushalayim. Lachen ko amar Adonai Tzvot Elohei Yisrael. Therefore, God is saying, Hineni poked amelech Bavel ve'alatzo. Now I'm going to punish the king of Bavel and his land. Kasher pakadati amelech Ashur. Just like I punished Ashur using the Babylonians to punish them for what they did to the 10 tribes, now God's going to bring the nation from the north, Parasim Madai, to punish the Babylonians for what they did to Yehuda. V'shuvavti et Yisrael anavehu. Now my lost sheep, the people of Israel, I'm going to bring them back and return them to their pasture. V'ra'a ha-Karmel v'Bashan. And then once again, it can graze in the hills of the Carmel and the Bashan. The Bashan is the Golan, the Carmel is the beautiful mountain near Haifa. U'v'har Ephraim v'Gilad tizban nafsho. And in the beautiful hills of Ephraim and in the Gilad, my sheep will be able to eat to its heart content, meaning Am Yisrael will return and live quietly in its land and be prosperous once again. At that time, in those days, Yivukash et avon Yisrael ve'eneno. Should you look for the sin of Israel, it will not be found. V'tchatot Yehuda v'lo timtzena. Or if you're looking for the sins of Yehuda, you won't find it. Ki eslach l'ashir ashir, I'm finally going to forgive for those who remained. We had a very similar pasuk to this in the Prakim of Nechama and Lamed and Lamed Aleph. There we explained, it's not that no one will ever sin again. It's that idea that God sometimes can hold off punishment one generation, two, three, four times, like he says in his Midot HaRachamim. But if one generation after the other continues to sin, then God, after a certain amount of time, says, I now have to punish because they're not learning their lesson. Now that they've gone into exile and they returned, God is starting a new slate and no longer are they going to be carrying the sins of previous generations. Rather, they're only responsible for their own deeds. However, when they do return, if again one generation after the next sins and doesn't follow God, punishment can come again, as happened in the end of the Second Temple period. Pasach of Aleph, the Navi is going to return now and talk about the nation of Babel. Here, making a play on words between the names of Babylonian cities or areas and words in Hebrew. Pasach of Aleph. Al ha'aretz marataim alei aleha. Marataim is a land, an area in Babel, but the word meri in Hebrew means to rebel. So either about this rebellious land or about the land of Marataim, of Maratim, an area of Babel, alei aleha, go and attack it in battle. The Yoshvei Pekod, and also to the inhabitants of an area called Pekod, that's an area, a geographic area in the land of Babel, but also in Hebrew, Pekod can either mean to bring punishment, or it can also mean to count your soldiers and get ready for battle, like Pekudei Hatzava. Charov v'achreim achreim numadonai, bring the sword and destroy after them, God says. V'asei kecho asher tiviticha, God's commanding all the soldiers to come and attack all these areas of Babel. Pasach habet. I hear the sounds of war in this land of Babel. There's vast destruction. Nidga, it's going to be cut off. It's going to be cut off, vishaver, and it will break. I mean, its handle will be cut off. Ech nigda vishaver patish kol ha'aretz. A patish is a hammer, and now Babel, who has been so powerful up until now, is compared to a hammer. And now God is asking, how has the hammer been hacked and shattered? How could it be that Babel is now so desolate and destroyed among the nations? I set a trap for you, God saying, and you were caught in my trap. You didn't realize it. You were found, you were caught. Because you yourselves challenged God, you became too haughty, you thought yourselves like God, and now God's punishing you. A little side note, if you go back to Chumash, the original name of Babel we find in the builders of Migdal Babel, the Tower of Babel, and there, their primary sin was Venaseh Lanushem. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They were so proud of their accomplishments and their achievements and the tower that they built. They felt themselves like God. Either they fought God or didn't need God. And now finally God's going to come back and punish Babel in a manner which thematically brings us back to the beginning of Sefer Bereshit and the very reason why God chose the nation of Israel to make a name for God himself, as opposed to making a name for man. Let's continue now with Pasach Hafei. Patach Adonai et Otzoro, v'yotze et klei zamo. God is opening up his treasures, bringing out his reserves, the army that he's going to send on to Babel to defeat them, and he's going to take out the vessels of his anger. Ki melachahi l'Adonai Elohim tzvot be'eretz kasdim. This is the work of God, the God of hosts, in the land of Kasdim. Ba'ula miketz, these enemies and nations are coming from all corners of the earth. God commands these soldiers now to open up the granaries. Remember from the opening chapter of Yishayahu in Pasuk Gimel, Yadashor Konehu v'chamor evus balo, a donkey knows the granary of his owner. And therefore God's saying, open up all the granaries of Babel, salua kmo arimim v'chrimua, and then trample it, all these piles of grain, and destroy it all. Al tilasherit, don't leave anything. Another description the Navi uses to describe how these enemies are going to wipe out Babel. Chirvu kol pareha, destroy all of its cows. Yardu letavach, let them be butchered and slaughtered. Hoy aleihem, bo upon them, kiva yomam et pkuratam, their day has come, the time of their punishment. Kol nasim ufleitim me'eretz Babel, I hear the sounds of people fleeing and refugees leaving the land of Babel. Lagid v'tzion, edikmat Adonai Elohinu, dikmat echolo, to let the news be known in Tzion about the vengeance of God, his vengeance against the nation that destroyed his mikdash, hechalo. Pasach haftet, hashmiu el Babel, call out to Babel, rabim kol dorchei keshet, summon all the many archers against the city, chanu aleh saviv, encamp around the city, al yeh la pleita, no one should be able to run away, shamula kefala, pay them back what they deserve for what they did, kechol asher asta asula, everything that they did to others, do that to them, ki el Adonai zada, El Kadosh Yisrael. They sinned against God, God Kadosh Yisrael. The word for Hebrew for an intentional sin is mezid, and therefore someone who sins and does something evil intentionally against God is called zadon. Lachen yiplu b'chorel b'rchovoteha. Therefore, its young men are going to fall in its open areas. A rechov in modern-day Hebrew is a street. In ancient Hebrew, A rachava is a wide open plaza area, and therefore, in its open plazas, its young men are going to fall. And all its men of war will bleed to death on that day, so says God. I'm against you now, you evil sinner. Someone who sins intentionally is called Zadon. Hini elecha Zadon num Adonai Elohim Tzvot. Ki ba yomcha eit pekadeticha. Your day has come, the time of your punishment. Pasek lamed bet, v'chashal Zadon v'nafal. This evildoer, he will stumble and fall. Ve'en lo mekim, no one will bring him back up. V'itzati esh ba'arav. I'm going to kindle a fire in its cities. V'achla kos vivotav. And this fire will consume everything around it. Now, once again, we're going to switch back and talk about the people of Israel. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Kol ma Adonai Tzvaot, Ashukim b'nei Yisrael u'b'nei Yehuda yachtav. B'nei Yisrael and the people of Yehuda have been oppressed. Kol shoveihem hechzikuvam. All their captors held on to them. Me'anuk shacham. They refused to let them free. Go'alam chazak. But the Redeemer is much stronger. Adonai Tzvaot Shemo. His name is Hashem Tzvaot. Riv yariv et rivam. He's going to take up their quarrel and stand up for them. To give rest and quiet to the land of Israel, and unrest and punishment to the inhabitants of Bavel. Cherev al kazdim num Adonai, v'yoshvei Bavel, v'yasareh, v'yachachameh. Now, the Navi is going to use the word cherev in several psukim, lifting up a sword and saying, the sword now will befall the kazdim, the inhabitants of Bavel, its ministers, and all of its wise men. Cherev al abadim v'no'alu. A sword against the imposters, the people making things up in Bavel. V'no'alu. And now everyone will see how foolish they were. Cherev el giboreh v'chatu. God's sword against all its mighty men, and they will be cut down. Cherev el susa v'el richbo. God's sword against its horses and its chariots. V'el kol ha'erev asher b'tocha. And all the different nations, like the word erev rav, all the different nations that have gathered now in Bavel, that are living now in its midst, v'ayu l'nashim, now to be fearful like women. Cherev el otzoteho uvuzazo. God's sword against all of its treasures. And those treasures will be looted by the spoilers. Now with a beautiful play on words, up until now it's been cherev meaning sword. Now chorev el memeha, v'yaveshu. Dryness on the mighty waters of Bavel. Against its river, it'll dry up. V'yaveshu, it'll become dry. Ki eretz psilimi. The land of Bavel was a land of idols. Uve'emim hi tolalu. They were so happy and rejoiced with these monsters, their gods, who cause fear. And because of this idol worship, God is bringing this punishment. Lachen, yeshvu tzi'im et i'im, v'yeshvu ba b'not yana. The land will become so desolate that the wild beasts are going to come and dwell in the ruins of Bavel. Tzi'im and i'im are different types of animals that are wild. B'not yana, or some type of ostrich. V'lo teshev od ha'netzach, v'lo tishkon ador v'dor. This nation of Bavel, who thinks it can be there forever, it won't be there forever. It won't dwell from generation to generation. Instead, very soon, they're going to receive their punishment. Just like God overturned the cities of Sodom and Amorah, who are also boasting in their might and in their prosperity. No longer will anyone live there, nor will any person dwell in the land of Bavel. Why will this happen? Because a nation is coming from the north. A great nation, many kings. God's going to arouse them to come from all corners of the earth. They're going to hold bows and spears. They're going to be cruel and they'll have no mercy. Their voices will sound like the waves of the sea. They're going to be riding horses. Aruch kish mechama, prepared for battle like a man of war. Aleich bat Bavel, they're coming to attack you, the daughter of Bavel. Pasuk Mem Gimel, verse 43. Shama melech Bavel shim'am, v'rafu yadav. The king of Bavel just heard the news of their coming, and his hands became weak. Tzara hechazikatu, chil ki oleda. Anguish had seized them. He had pains and pangs like a woman giving birth. And now the Navi will continue in the next two psukim with a description of the fall of Bavel in a manner very similar to the way he described the fall of Edom back in Perek Memtet. Hinei char ye yale migon ha-yardain, like a lion coming up from the jungle in the bottom area of the Jordan River, el neve itan, as that lion goes up to attack a fortified pasture where the sheep are, ki argia aritzein me'aleha, on a moment's notice, I'm going to run these soldiers and attack Bavel. Umi bachor elehav kod. The best soldiers, I'm going to pick them, I'm going to charge them to fight Bavel. And no one can stop me. Why? Kimi chamoni. Because there's no one like God. Umi yo ideni. No one can tell me what to do at what time. Umi ze ro'eh asher yamod lefanai. And there's no shepherd who can stand in my way. Pasuk mem hey. Lachen shimua tzat Adonai asher ya'atz el Bavel. Therefore, listen to God's plan that he has devised against Bavel. Umachshivotav asher chashav eretz kasdim. And his thoughts, what he's planning to do against the land of the kasdim. Im lo yischavum tzirei hatzon. To be so weak that the youngest of the sheep will be able to carry away their carcasses. Im lo yashim aleihem naveh. Their entire pasture will be destroyed and become desolate. And the Navi ends now in Pasuk Memvav. Mikol nitpasa Bavel nirasha haaretz. From the sound of Bavel being caught and captured, the land is shaking. Uzaka b'goyim nishma, and it's crying out in their defeat. That cry can be heard among all the nations. That's the end of Perek Nun. The Navi will continue this nevuah against Bavel in Perek Nun Aleph.